Okay, today we're going to learn the dinim of what's called Shachianu. When you make the bracha Shachianu, when you don't make a bracha Shachianu. So the Gemara says, there's an expression in the Gemara, Kshem Shemavarchim Alatev. The Mishnah says, just so you make a bracha when good things happen, the same way you make a blessing when bad things happen. So the Gemara asks, in fact, in brachas, why doesn't it just say you make a bracha for bad things? Why does it say, just like you make a bracha for good things, the same way you make a bracha? So the Gemara answers that when, God forbid, bad things happen to a person, you have to make the same bracha the same way you would when good things happen. Meaning, just like when it's good things, you're happy and excited. God forbid, if there's something negative, you also make a bracha in the same way, because you know whatever Hashem does is good. So the Gemara says like this. For instance, if you hear good news, so then you make a Shachianu. Now, if it's good news for you alone, it's Shachianu. If it's good news for you and somebody else, then you make a bracha teva meitu. Now, a lot of these brachas, Pachal the Magen Avram writes, we don't do them today. A lot of brachas we just don't do today. For instance, I'll give you a simple example. The Gemara says, somebody's father dies, okay, so they have to make a bracha dayanamis. But if they're inheriting money because of that, so they make a bracha shechion. If there's another brother or so then you're splitting the money. It's good for you for you and for him. So, in fact, when you made that, the Levaya, before the Levaya, whatever, there's a whole separate issue. But then you make a bracha shechionu if it's good only for you. If it's good for you and somebody else, you make a bracha atev ametev because it's good for somebody else also. In that case, you'd make dayan ha'emes.
These apply to today's times, or just like the halacha is?
The halacha, but again, the Ramah writes, a lot of people are makel in these things today, and the Magen Avraham writes, why? Because it's optional, it's not mandatory, and then the question is it a real simcha? I'll give you a simple example. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you buy new clothing, you make a shachion. Today, in today's world, most people don't make a shechianu when they buy new clothing. Why not? Because years ago, people bought a new suit every 5-10 years. So when they bought a suit, it was taka simcha. Today, you can buy 4 or 5 suits a year. So it's not the same level of simcha as it used to be in the old days. But l'mashal, if somebody, let's say, I mean, halachically, I'm not saying what you do, some people don't. But halachically, whatever, you buy a brand new talis. A talis you don't buy 3-4 times a year. You buy every year. Some people buy 20 years after they get married, they finally buy a new talis. So you can't compare the simcha of a talis than you would a regular. So then technically, you would have to make a shechionu on the new talis because you feel good about it. It's a real simcha. But a lot of things, a lot of things today we don't make shechionu because it's not real simcha. For instance, brought down Shulchan Aruch, if you have a good friend, you didn't see him for 30 days. When you see him, you make a bracha shechionu. If you didn't see him for a year, for 12 months, then you make the bracha mechaya mesim, resurrecting the dead. No, that's what says Shulchan Aruch. So today, most people don't do it.
Now, is it not relative? Let's say I bought the socks that I love. So
it's not real. No, that's not. Even
for me, it's a very good thing.
Yeah, but certain clothes are not considered expensive. Even, I'll tell you something, even on shoes, you don't make shechionu. Why not? Because an animal was killed to use it. For instance, a sheikhet, when he shechs the first time, doesn't make a shechion. So you don't make a shechion. Why? Because you're killing an animal. So there's tzad.
But if you give him an expensive
knife, people say shechion. No, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't make a shechion. Again, it's a machlekes, but the Alter Rebbe paskins that a new appliances, you don't make shechion. Let's say somebody buys a new refrigerator, a new stove, okay, whatever. But Alter Rebbe writes, you don't make a shachyanu. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it says an interesting thing. If you buy a new house, it says you make a shachyanu. When, some poskim say, when you move in, some poskim say, when you buy it. The pearl, a lot of achreinim today write, if you buy a house, you don't make shachyanu today. Why not? Because the bank owns it. You don't own the house. The bank owns the house. Maybe when you pay off the mortgage, then you can make a shachyanu. What?
You just said not shoes, that's leather and animal.
Right.
Good suits or even suits that are partially not shot, it's a wool. That's an animal also.
No. You don't torture an animal. You cut the, you give the animal a haircut. A wool cut. No, here you torture the animal. The animal is suffering. In fact, there's even a machlekes in Poskim, if you make a shechionu, a bar mitzvah kid, the first time he puts on shechionu. First time he wears tefillin, does he make shechionu? So most opinion, that's the basically the majority, most places, they don't make shechionu. Again, for the same reason, some people say, because again, an animal is killed to get to the leather and the parchment, so you don't do it. But the wool and that stuff is not... What?
A lease car.
A lease car, for sure, you don't make shechyanu. He said, even a new car, you don't make shechyanu. You know, they tell a story. A guy came, I'm not going to classify rabbis, but you'll understand by that. A guy came to a rabbi, he said, Rabbi, I bought a new Jaguar. Do I make a bracha? The rabbi said, what's a bracha? And he came to another rabbi. He came to another rabbi and he said, Rabbi, I bought a Jaguar. Do I make shechyon? He says, what's a Jaguar? It depends who you're asking, you know. Some people don't know.
He knows.
Okay. But halachically, what? Most rabbis today know, yeah.
Is it an animal?
Yep.
What?
A jaguar.
Yeah.
It's
like a leopard. Yep. Okay. Now, it also in Kitzin says that a person should always train themselves to say, Koma David Rachmana Letavavid. Like Rabbi Kiva said, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, who is one of Rabbi Kiva's rabbis, was Nochemish Gamzu. He used to say, Gamzu L'Teva. This is also good. Rabbi Kiva used to say, Koman David Rachman L'Tavavid, and there is, I remember it now, but there's a Sikha from the Rebbe with the long comments, why, what's the difference between Gamzu L'Teva, which is Hebrew, but this is also good, and Koman David Rachman L'Tavavid. So, there's a difference. The Rebbe explained, this is for the good, this is good, whatever.
Only on Yom Kippur, do a fruit, let's say you eat a piece of fruit in Hanukkah time,
No, now what's the din of fruits? And by fruits, the din, the meaning is you do make a shachyon. Somebody gets a fruit that's seasonal. Not okay. Even though today you can get fruits all over the world because you're this northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere. But the halacha is, let's say, for instance, in California, yeah, there's certain fruits where summer fruits. Peaches, plums, nectarine, those things you don't find in the winter normally. Sure. So then the din is, when it's the new season and you eat a new fruit, then you make a shachyonu. That is accepted tradition. Why this more than clothing, I don't know. But that's the accepted tradition. And new fruits, so you buy, let's say a peach for the first time or nectarine. Now apples and those fruits that you get a whole year, then you don't make a shachyonu. But fruits which are seasonal, and you're eating them for the first time that season, then the din is you make a shachyonu. Now, according to the Alter Rebbe, when you're eating, let's say, a peach, and you have to make eight, and you have to make shachyonu, so the Alter Rebbe says that first you make a shachyonu, and then you make the bracha b'epriyot. Why does he say that? And he says very simple. To minimize the separation between the bracha and the eating. Because if you say Bar Priya eats, and then you make shachyanu, there's still a separation between the eats and the eating. So you make first shachyanu, and then you make a Brei Pri Haitz. Or a Brei Pri Adama, by the way. Huh? At Rosh Hashanah, you make the Shechion or a Kiddush. But let's say you're eating a pomegranate the first night and you didn't have pomegranates and you're going to say Shechion and the pomegranate, then you say Shechion and then you make the Brei Pri Haitz. But the Shechion you make by Kiddush and then Brei Pri Haitz you're eating on the new fruit and the second. What? What? No. It's up to him. He could be Yetzir Shechyonu. Women make it at the Lich Pension. When they light candles, they make the Shechyonu. Huh? What? Yeah, but I'm saying at second night Rosh Hashanah, when they make Kiddush, you have a Shechyonu, you have in mind the new fruit. Yeah? So can you, do I have to make my own Shechyonu and the new fruit if I'm hearing Kiddush from somebody else? But you could. You could or you couldn't. It's up to you. You could, if you want, you can make your own Shechyonu. You have in mind not to be Yetzir Shechyonu. And then, or if you want, then you can make your own Shechyonu. Or if you want, you could be Yetzir whatever you want. But you could, if you're Yetzir and you have in mind to be Yetzir, then you don't make a Shechyonu.
You want to, but there's not enough fruit to eat. So maybe you can get
yeah, but there's no fruit. You eat a little piece. No, Shechyonu Tzvardun baked by a bris milah. They make a bracha on the talis because they're buying a new talis, not on the chuppah.
No
Shechyonu time of a because they're putting on a brand new talis, so they make a Shechyonu on the talis. It's nothing to do with the halach of the chuppah. Oh, so this, I was just going to say this then. So there are poskim, by the way. Let's say a woman benchlicht. She made Shechyonu. Yeah? The typical scenario. The woman lit candles earlier. She made a Shechyonu candle lighting. Now the husband comes home and makes Kiddush. And he says Shechyonu. Is she allowed to answer Amen and his Shechyonu? I didn't say no. I said there are possible, we are many things that we do. But Rav Moshe Fein says that a lot of people are of the opinion in Poskim that you don't make a you don't answer Amen on the husband Shechyonu. Why? Because you already heard the Shechyonu. So now you're going to be talking, you're answering Amen on a bracha that you don't need to. And therefore that's considered a hefsik. So therefore many Poskim write that a woman should not answer Amen on Shechyonu by Kiddush if the husband, if she lit. Okay, but our meaning is that we do say Amen on the Shechyonu. So the same answer is to your question. Our meaning would be to answer Amen. And it wouldn't be considered a hefsik because it's the Amen of a bracha of Shechyonu that you really, you said before, but it's the same Shechyonu.
Yeah, but it's like you're not doing it.
Doesn't matter.
You're intentionally not having in mind that's not for you.
I understand. It doesn't matter though. So, but you that's not considered a hefsik. Okay, that we said, if you buy a house and a mortgage, then you don't make a bracha, Shechyonu, according to many opinions. And Bechlau, it's interesting, the Prima Godim writes, and Shechyonu, if there's a suffix in Shechyonu, you don't make it. Suffix brachas lahokal, even in Shechyonu. There's a Tzemach Tzedek, when he argues with the Alter Rebbe and Purim, Al Treb in the Siddur writes, by Purim, they make a Shechyonu by Megillah reading the night of Purim. And the day of Purim, Al Treb writes in the Siddur, you do not make Shechyonu daytime Purim on the Megillah. So Tzemach Tzedek writes, it's in a Pisky, it's Shuvah, Pisky Dim, it's brought down in the back of the old Shulchan Aruch. Tzemach Tzedek writes, even though who am I to argue on it? It's become a Kuntayrihi. Tzemach Tzedek holds emphatically that you do make a Shechyonu. And he says, first of all, goes on a lot of other mitzvahs of the day. You know, Shalach Manas, Mishlach Manas, Matos Tavyein, and Sudapurim. And then he also brings down, I think it was the Magen Mishnah, if I remember correctly, he brings down that many opinions say Shechyonu is not a Baruch Levatola. You know, if I make Ko'etz and something I'm not eating, it's a Baruch Levatola. But what's the Baruch Shechyonu? Shechyonu, Vikimonu, Vikyonu, I'm alive. So it's not necessarily, I mean, it doesn't mean you go around making Shechyonus all day. But he says, even though it might be a suffix, I'm in against Taklai to Tzemach Tzedek, that we do make a bracha Shechyonu by Megillah reading during the day. That's what he writes. That's one of the points. Tzemach Tzedek, I didn't go through the whole thing. Tzemach Tzedek writes, and the main point, number one, the daytime reading is the main compared to the night. Secondly, it goes on the other mitzvahs of the day. Thirdly, there might not be a shayla of Shechyonu anyway, and a suffix. But the Prima Gonim holds it on Shechyonu and a suffix you don't make. Oh, we didn't get to Gomel yet. That's the next thing. Huh? Gomel? Hagomel is also a very big shayla about when you make Gomel.
Some
with Gomel? No. No. No, a lot of people hold anytime you fly in a plane, even within America, you make a Shechyon, I mean a Gomel. Somebody this morning by the Minyan made a Gomel. I said, where you coming? He said, I came from New York. But there's a lot of opinions that say you bench Gomel. Huh? Yeah, not necessarily. When they fly from London to Paris, or they go over the channel, either by the train underground or whatever, they don't bench Gomel. Because it's a very common trip.
But then again, a lot of
when I came to move the first time to California, I asked Rabbi Reichik Sr. then, you should have to bench Gomel when you fly from New York to California because you go over desert. Just like when you go from here to Europe, you fly over, not from here, from Europe to Europe, you fly over the ocean, you bench Gomel. So just like going over the ocean, you bench Gomel. Holich mit Barius is one of the things you also bench Gomel. So he asked, why don't we bench Gomel when we come to America from LA to California, from New York to California? So he told me that the Rebbe told him, the Rebbe said, because it's a common trip, and therefore it's not, then we're considered a danger, and... So we bench Gomel. What? Yeah, but it's not as common. You have to go through passport control, and you have to... Yeah, it's much more difficult. Yeah, this is just people go back and forth. Okay, mach ich hinz mei zum mege be von mein kim shvla gal teiro. Genau, mach ich mir das, ich brauche das so wie ich beim Hamter mit Cinema.